The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, this morning, you're a part of the Good Vibe Tribe as we finish up our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We got our final toy count at the Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night. The United States Marine Corps Reserves were there to take in some of the toys that people brought to the show, which was fantastic. And then, as we like to do every year, we bring a bunch of people up on stage. They have the numbers hidden from us, and then they turn around the numbers and reveal them to us together all on stage. And when they revealed the number, I was just so grateful that we got there, because I was really worried. You know, when we left here on Friday, we were still a little bit behind, which I don't know has ever happened, where we were going into Deck the Hall Ball where we were that short.
Uncertain, yeah.
Yeah. And so do you want to reveal the number to everybody, Kennedy, when they turn the numbers around? Yes.
So when they turned it around, it was 10,330.
Oh, do that again.
10,330.
Let's go.
Hey!
We are so grateful. If you came out to any of the Simon Malls, you know, South Shore Plaza, Burlington, North Shore Mall, also Pheasant Lane Mall up in New Hampshire, thank you to you for coming out, for bringing us a toy, for making us a part of your holidays every year.
Yeah, it means the world to us and to a whole bunch of families across the, you know, across our area here will benefit from that and won't have to go without on Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine what that would feel like. So,
and to Simon Malls for having us. You know, we used to sneak onto their property, and now they take care of us. And they're so wonderful in allowing us to do this every year. And it, again, if you brought us a toy, we just can't say thank you to you enough. Talking to so many people and the reasons that they donate. This is a little girl named Mia that Dan talked to, and she actually donates her birthday toys.
All right, who am I here with? What's your name?
Mia.
Mia, how old are you?
9.
And Mia, what'd you just do?
I donated a lot of toys for my birthday.
So you came out to see us at the North Shore Mall and you donated your birthday toys to us?
Yes.
What made you do that?
Because people who cannot afford it, now they can. And it really helps a lot of people.
Mia, we'll let you keep a couple, 2, 3. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I only kept 3.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You're a star. People just stop you on the street and say how beautiful you are?
Yeah.
It's the confidence we need. Don't ever apologize for who you are.
We should all have Mia's self-confidence.
I mean it.
Who is this other little girl? She's just yelling, "Beat Carson." What was that about, Dan? Do you remember?
Oh, that was Kennedy's clip.
Oh, was
what
it?
Do you mean, what was
Carson.
That about?
That's
do
right.
You remember
oh,
it?
I forgot.
It was a week
people,
ago,
Kennedy.
Buddy.
It was a long time ago.
It was literally last Thursday.
So we had this little bet, you see.
I don't remember any of that, Dan.
Because you weren't
Beat
there.
Carson.
That's right. That's when we were at South Shore Plaza collecting toys against you guys the same day.
And then we have one more piece of audio here. This is Autumn, who reviewed our performance of Love is an Open Door after we lost that competition.
I'm Autumn.
Autumn, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
What do you think about that transcendent performance of Love is an Open Door?
You guys definitely hit those high notes. It was very interesting because I've never heard you guys sing before.
And what do you think? Be honest, this is a safe space.
After that, I'm not sure if it's safe anymore, but, I mean, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
What about you, Mom? What do you think?
You guys did awesome. Rocked it. Yeah, I hope you guys get your 10,000.
Thank you. We'll stick to radio. We won't sing anymore.
I've always wanted to be famous.
Hey, let's go!
Beat Carson.
That's right.
The things we do to get to 10,000.
What a journey.
That's why we're here.
What a journey. And just want to let you know, if you hadn't donated yet, we're going to leave it up where you can donate online. It is still active. I was just looking right now. If you go to mix1041.com/toys.
If you know someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
That is Mark Amber. The song is called Belong Together, and he was with us on Saturday night at Aganis Arena for Deck the Hall Ball. And just a fantastic guy, originally from New York. He's just kind of coming up. And we were there when he was rehearsing, and his band and him, they sounded fantastic. And we found out during the interview that this is the first time that they've ever played in an arena. So needless to say, they were all super excited to be there. And here's
such sweet kids.
Yeah. Here is our interview with Mark Amber. This was backstage at Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night. All right. Right now we are backstage, Deck the Hall Ball, with Mark Amber. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. We were listening to you guys sound check a little bit earlier. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you. Is it fun
to be up there, play on stage, kind of living out maybe a live stream?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. This whole year has been kind of that vibe. It's my first time in an arena, so that was pretty cool sound check. But yeah, I mean, this whole year has been crazy. It's gone from kind of just me alone in my basement to being able to tour with my friends all around. So it's been a really incredible year.
So I know you do much of your own songwriting.
Yes.
And I read a quote this morning. I think it was from an interview you did maybe with your high school or your old college. I'm not sure. Regarding songwriting, the more specific you make it, the more universal it can be.
Yeah. I think there's sometimes this notion that the more general you keep it, that's like more people can find a way to relate to it. But I think people actually find a way to relate to specificities in my life. So I have a song called Good to Be where I like the chorus is all of these things that are about my dad. The song's about my dad and like things that he likes and like hot coffee, Trident, all these things. And I feel like those are the lines that most people come up to me after shows and they're like talking about with me. So I feel like people find their own things to insert in those places or the meaning of those things to associate with the items I choose or the things I talk about. Yeah.
Speaking of your dad, you know, what about family and the holidays? What is the normal, like what's a core memory for you when you were younger? What did you do?
I feel like growing up, I mean, I always spend Christmas with my family and a little tradition I kind of started on my own was Christmas Eve every year. I get all the gifts that I've gotten from my friends and family. I wrap them alone in my room and I watch The Grinch and it's become a tradition every year.
Which Grinch? Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
There's only one. Yeah, there's only one.
That's Jim not Carrey. True. Okay. For me, I've never seen that one.
Oh, you have to.
For me, I'm a purist. It's the 30-second, 30-minute, you know, Boris Karloff one.
I love Jim Carrey. Though,
I'm old.
He's incredible in that role. So did you say you sit in your room alone and watch The Grinch?
Yeah. I'm like, where are you, Christmas? Comes on and I'm like, I like start like tearing up a bit.
Scrooge. Do you ever seen Scrooged? Bill Murray?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay. Pro tip. That's one for you.
Maybe that's...
All right. So speaking of holidays, yes. I would just like to do some quick hit questions. Presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning.
Would you make a good mall Santa?
No. I don't think so.
No?
No, I wouldn't be able to... No. I
can't. Just no.
Yeah.
Most memorable present you've ever received?
I remember one year, I grew up, I loved baseball growing up. I know I'm in Boston, but I'm a Yankees fan.
That's okay.
Interview's over.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. You can't help where you're born.
I think when you get announced, they're going to say, please welcome New York Yankees fan, Mark Amber.
Oh, no. I'll get booed.
Nah,
No, but I remember I always loved A-Rod growing up, and Alex Rodriguez was a famous player in the Yankees.
We
no kidding.
Okay, yeah.
You guys
are familiar with him.
He's horrible. I'm putting him in a bottle, and I'm taking him home.
But, yeah, I got a baseball where he wrote Merry Christmas, A-Rod.
Oh, that's
I thought it was pretty cool.
That is very cool.
All right, and if you could rename yourself with one of Santa's reindeer's names, what would it be?
Okay.
Dancer and Prancer and Comet. Cupid.
Comet's a cool name.
Comet's a good name.
Fixin' all day. Fixin'.
Well,
all day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Mark Amber again backstage for Deck the Hall Ball. Brickley, have a great time.
Thank
Welcome to your first
so
arena.
So much meeting you.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, now brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing, Kennedy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Brian, where are you from?
Great. I'm from Swampscott.
How are things in Swampscott today?
Not bad, can't complain.
Nobody would listen if you did, is what my wife always says.
That's what I hear.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too.
All right, so five trivia questions. Brian, you answer more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100.
Okay.
She is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am.
The deal to air new episodes of Sesame Street on HBO and Max is not being renewed by the streaming platform. Which network aired the first episode of Sesame Street back in 1969?
PBS.
A four-episode Malcolm in the Middle revival has been greenlit on Disney Plus. Which actor played Malcolm's dad on the show?
Bryan Cranston.
Benny Andersson from ABBA, 78 Today, finished the lyric from ABBA's hit song Dancing Queen. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
You are the dancing queen.
Question number four.
Excellent delivery, Brian.
Someone threw a necklace that hit Billie Eilish in the face while she was singing What Was I Made For during a show in Arizona the other night. Which movie was What Was I Made For a part of?
Barbie.
Question number five. Pop culture moments that'll turn 10 years old in the coming year include Left Shark stealing the show during the Super Bowl halftime show. Which artist was performing with Left Shark at the Super Bowl?
Justin Timberlake.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! I like Brian.
Yeah, I like you, Dan.
Kennedy, welcome back. Brian got 3 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
No, these are hard, Brian. You ready, Kennedy? The deal to air new episodes of Sesame Street on HBO and Max is not being renewed by the streaming platform. Which network aired the first episode of Sesame Street back in 1969?
PBS.
What are we doing here? This is ridiculous. This is a fantastic show.
I agree.
This is executives ruining a good thing.
But, you know, when it was on PBS, one group of humans paid for it. Now that it's on HBO, it's all about suits.
Tie to one. Question number two. A four-episode Malcolm in the Middle revival has been greenlit on Disney Plus. Which actor played Malcolm's dad on the show?
Bryan Cranston.
Tied at two. Benny Andersson from ABBA, 78 Today, finished the lyric from ABBA's hit song, Dancing.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
I'm going to get it wrong because I got it wrong last time you did this. Let's see. Diggin' the Dancing Queen. Because I think last time I said dig it, the Dancing Queen.
You got learned. It that time.
You're evolving.
I try.
3-2. Question number four. Someone threw a necklace that hit Billie Eilish in the face while singing What Was I Made For?
Stop throwing things at people.
It's so rude.
It was during a show in Arizona the other night. Which movie was What Was I Made For a part of?
Is that James Bond?
Barbie.
Oh, duh.
I never understand why you'll pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket just to chuck stuff at him on stage.
Well, here's what I think. I don't think they're trying to be malicious. I just think they're trying to give a gift to the artist, and they don't understand that they're far away, and you can't throw a necklace at somebody.
This has been going on for almost like 2 years in terms of...
But the thing is, the artist cannot see you.
Yeah, but you're smarter than that. Don't throw
stuff. They're not.
Don't throw stuff. Don't throw stuff. Full stop, period.
No projectiles during What Was I Made For?
Go find someone who works there. Give it to them.
Question number five. Pop culture moments that'll turn 10 years old in the coming year include Left Shark stealing the show during the Super Bowl halftime show. Which artist was performing with Left Shark?
Katy Perry.
It was Katy Perry. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brian, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for listening and playing this morning. Nice job.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Brian from Swampscott, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
The Fray was there on Saturday night at Aganis Arena for a Deck the Hall ball. Thank you to Teddy Swims and the Fray and Mark Amber, and for Kennedy crushing it at the concert on Saturday night.
Like anything else was ever going to happen.
We are going to have the audio from our performances coming up here in about 12 minutes, but we were backstage talking to the band The Fray. Joe and Dave and Ben, and we had heard a rumor that they were going to bring Teddy Swims out to perform, because at a show earlier this week, Teddy sat side stage at the show watching it, and to every song that they played, he's a big fan of theirs.
It was one of his favorite bands of all time. And so to see them, he was just like out of his mind about it. And so they were like, why don't you do it together? And then Carson's like, well, let's talk about it. And the band was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was going like live out that moment.
Right, yeah. Right.
I was like, no, we're not going to air this until Monday morning. So if you want to spill the beans about what you're going to do, that would be great.
Ben, do you want to spill the beans? I mean, I don't know. We want to keep it
fresh.
Nobody's
hearing this except for us right now until Monday.
Nobody's hearing this till Monday.
Well, we played with Teddy in Baltimore a couple nights ago, which we were excited about. We're fans of his. And we played before him. And apparently during our whole set, he was standing side stage, like singing
along to every song.
It's my
understanding he was right there.
Yeah.
Witnessing so every moment.
Our
like
tour manager was like, hey, man, you should sing with him at the next show. And he's like, can I?
Okay.
We love it when people come together. And it's so nice to see artists supporting other artists. And I feel like that happens a lot at our shows.
It does.
You see folks come around and like stand at the stage and like want to be a part of that moment. And I think that's so nice. You don't hide yourself away in a room. Have you guys experienced that before? Or whose side stage did you sit upon?
I mean, honestly, these type of shows you play with, Teddy's incredible, you know. But you play these shows with artists that you have, you know, usually would maybe not have crossed paths with, so it becomes kind of like a mini festival in a way, right. And it's just like the camaraderie happens, right. You know, backstage, and you know, so tonight, you know, playing with him would be great. I don't know if he's coming up at the top of the song. I don't know if he wants to come in the second verse. We're still sorting
working
that out. Well, we don't know that either.
Okay.
So if y'all can help us here,
I feel that. There's nothing wrong.
We go on pretty soon,
does
so we're not sure.
Does that happen a lot with your sets when you're kind of planning what you're doing that night? Does it change? Are you guys regimented? We're like, no, we're doing this song and then this song.
You try to change it up as much as you can. I mean, tonight's a different set for us, for sure, than, you know, from a few nights ago and a couple different songs, so that keeps it fresh for us too, and kind of on our toes. So yeah, so tonight that'll be unique.
We should
to Boston
tell each other that Teddy Swims is going to come up at every show so that we have to change something and keep it fresh, you know,
or just find you someone to come up on.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah,
I would like to do some who's the most likely to. You ready?
Yes.
Who is most likely to take a week to respond to a text?
Dave.
Who?
Oh, come on.
Did you see Dave's face?
Did you
see how slow his response was?
I didn't really think about that one.
Dave's like, do I own a phone?
All right, speaking of phones, most likely to drop their phone.
Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most likely to get lost.
Joe. Actually, just last night, we were walking in Boston, and Joe was like, we're going this way. And we're in the middle of the street. He goes, actually, no, it's the back.
I get confidently lost.
Same. Yeah. Oh, if I ever tell you to turn right, 100% turn left.
I believe.
No. 100% turn
like
left.
The venue that we went to last night, MGM, right across the street from our hotel.
Right.
And I could not.
But the street was a highway.
It was a highway.
Joe was like, we're going this way. And we were like, how do we get over there?
We had to go around.
Like, what hotel is that? Oh,
did you go see a show last night?
Yeah, we did.
Who did
Lake Street Drive?
Oh, you went and saw Lake Street Jive?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing.
I saw them at Elevate Fest a few years ago. They're
all
just incredible.
Awesome. Two more and we'll be done.
Okay.
Most likely to make you laugh.
Ben.
Aw. Most likely.
Even you?
Even Ben.
Confidence is important. And most likely to become president.
None?
Yeah!
I wouldn't wish that.
Our manager?
Dave, the guy that does response to
country?
Texts. Definitely going to be president. Well, thank you guys for coming in and doing this. We really appreciate it. You know, we have a big toy drive that finishes up here tonight. We collected, I haven't heard the number yet, but I think we're well over 10,000 toys. And we kind of, you know, we encourage people to come tonight and they bring toys. The Marines are here. So.
And also, we are opening for you guys, so if you wanted to stand on the side of the stage to watch us.
how many songs?
I'm about to
murder
Purple Rain.
We're doing free.
You know what you're playing, right?
Do we
actually do.
Same set as the other night?
We have never been done. No.
She did change it up. I think it was this on Monday.
Yeah, I changed
it. She sent me a text. She's like, so we're switching up one of the songs. I was like, okay, great. Because I know four chords. I hope the new song is also four chords.
Which it did, but then it came back and said, I don't like that song. And then so we picked another song, but it's going to be awesome.
This is exactly what being in a band is like.
Yay.
Yes. A lot of that. Well, thank you guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
There they are, the Frey backstage at Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night. The nicest guys.
Just so nice.
Hear them walking around the city. Can't find
that was cool. Venue. I love that they went and saw another band while they were in town.
Yeah.
Imagine you're at MGM Music Hall and you just look to your left and you're like, are those the guys that said How to Save a Life?
That looks like the Frey standing over there.
Carson and Kennedy.
So next up, every single day, one of the joys of my life is that I am on the radio after these two who are dear friends of mine. And last year, they performed two songs. Just a little side note, if you heard Carson and Dan singing at the mall the other day, you'll be happy to know. Yeah, right, right? Carson is not singing. He's just playing the guitar. See, I knew you'd be excited. Thank God. Whoever just said thank God. So Kennedy is the one singing. And this year, because she did such a killer job last year, they're doing three songs instead of two. And I think you're going to love them. And I want to give an extra special shout out. And if you guys could give a round of applause, because my fellow cancer survivor, Kennedy, just finished up radiation. Cancer free, baby. Please welcome Carson and Kennedy.
Real quick, a big round of applause for our music director. If it wasn't for this guy, this band wouldn't be happening. Big round of applause, please, for Nick McGeehee. Do we know what song we're doing?
Do not freak me out. I love you. Thank you. All right, let's get serious. This is our original song that you helped write. Well, it's been almost 16 years. That's way more than 5,000 days. And that's as many victories as your girl has made. Decades of love stories and laughed beer, craft beer and tequila decanters, parodies and some games tossed in. And we're the number one sports show in all of Boston. Oh, Kennedy's feet are planted in Quincy. Carson's foot somewhere in his mouth. Lana calls in saying, bless your heart. It doesn't mean here what it means in the South. Through all of my dating disasters and likes, you try to give me the best advice. I know you just want to be a big brother, but you still sound a lot like my mother. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been there for you, you've been there for me. Yeah, sometimes we're rough, but none of that could break us up. You lean on me and I'll lean on you. That is what will get us through. Though many have come and gone, this two-man band just keeps on playing on. Got 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
Yes! Woo!
Ice cream socials and a wicked long walk. So what if we didn't win a Marconi? And I am done with all the cancer talk. Some people say I laugh like a dude. Well, maybe it's true, but it's still rude. Who knew a prince could captivate us? And your dad jokes would nauseate us. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been there for you, you've been there for me. Yes, yeah, sometimes we're rough, but none of that could break us up. You lean on me, I lean on you, and that is what will get us through. Though many have come and gone, this two-man band just keeps on playing. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been there for you, you've been there for me. Yeah, some days were rough, but none of that could break us up. You lean on me, I lean on you, and that is what will get us through. Though many have come and gone, this two-man band just keeps on playing on. song playing on.
Nice job. Woo! There it is from Deck the Hall Paul on Saturday night. Again, it's Serena, Kennedy on vocals, me playing guitar, and our two-man band song that you guys helped write, which Kennedy updated a little bit for the show, and I love the updates.
Well, we had to. We changed some things if we want to celebrate the things we did this year.
Yeah, it was
a
great job.
It's a living, breathing song.
It's like sourdough starter, but with words.
Kind of.
And how are you feeling after, you know, after it's all said and done now, looking back on the whole night and the performances and all of that?
I mean, it was an amazing night. It was. I mean, to be able to be a part of something so big and to be able to go on stage and sing and you still feel like a complete imposter, but it was... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean, we got artist badges, and I realize that it does sound so stupid, but like, even though it's our show, we can't go everywhere backstage. Right. But because they gave us artist badges, we could go wherever we wanted. Not that we really did, but I just mean to say, I was like, we're not artists. But it was lovely.
Got some of the catering, Kennedy. I'm not going to lie. Well, I had some of that chicken parm. No, that was for the artists. That was the thing back there.
Oh, honey, everybody ate. They did.
I felt special. Let me feel special.
Feel special all you like.
Dan, I know you talked to some people that were there having a good time. I think, is this Alex?
Yeah, so I was just walking up and down the halls, like in between the sets going back and forth.
Right.
And people would stop me to talk about the show, and I just pulled my phone out and talked to them.
Who am I here with?
My name's Alex.
Alex, where are you from?
Weymouth.
You're at Deck the Hall Bar right now. How are we feeling?
So excited. Can't wait.
Who are you most excited to see?
Teddy Swims. Yeah, but I can't wait. Listening to The Fray reminds me of being on AIM. Used to be my away message.
The Fray was your AAM away message?
Yeah, How to Save a Life was a classic.
Were people like checking in on you like, are you okay? How are things at home?
Constantly, especially with the screen name Pink Lemonade.
So what's the energy like in here?
Oh, it's amazing. We can't wait. The crowd's all excited.
And I see this is your fiance, your husband?
Fiance.
And what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, did you get dragged here by your fiance?
Yes, I did. But we're having fun anyway.
Have you ever heard of Carson and Kennedy?
I have. I listen sometimes.
Oh, does she make you?
No, on my own when I can.
I talk about them all the time. You guys are like my family. I'll go home and I'm like, Carson did this today. Kennedy did this today. I just told them this when we were leaving. I said, Kennedy just finished her last treatment. We're so proud of her.
So did you hear them perform?
Yes.
All right, what's your honest review?
It's better than Friday Free For All.
We'll take that. Enjoy the show tonight, guys.
So much. You too. Look out for a wedding invitation. I'm going to send it to the studio for you guys.
We'll be there with bells on. I hope you get dragged to more mixed events against your will in the future.
I'm sure I will. We'll be there.
All right. I want to play you some more audio. This was our performance. This was the end of Kennedy doing All I Want for Christmas. From Mariah Carey. So this is the end of it. This is the part where we're doing like the backup vocals and then we make the announcement for the 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Yay! It's awesome, Kennedy. And then here comes us.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How about that, Dan? Could you hear my voice coming through how bad that was?
Oh, yeah, you were coming through loud and clear out of the crowd.
All I Want for Christmas, the two of you, was the best part of the song. It was my favorite
for
thing.
Nick McGehee. Give it up for Kennedy. So good.
Give it up for Carson.
Yes, thank you. All right, now we got some business to get to.
Yeah.
We're bringing up the street team here from the radio station, and we are about to announce the number of toys that we collected. I don't know the number. I'm sure Kennedy does.
No, I don't.
Actually, on Friday, we were short. So for 12 years now, we have been collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, and you guys have donated before this year, over 120,000 toys, over $1 million worth of toys that you have donated from the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. How about a big round of applause for our Marines? Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah, turn it around.
Turn it around. Let's see the number. 10,330. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you all so much.
if it's not for you and your generosity, we're not here giving these toys away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show. How about that, Kennedy?
That was amazing.
10,330 toys. And listen, if you didn't get to make a donation yet, mix1041.com/toys, you can still give some money. The link is still open.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, and Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
yep.
It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please say good morning to Sue from Plymouth.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
What was the score when you won before?
It was 5-4.
Ooh, it's a close one. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You and your cool green overalls.
5 trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. This is just for redemption, for giving Kennedy a shot at redemption.
For pride and glory.
Yes. Sue, are you ready?
I am.
U2 drummer Larry Mullen Jr. can't count or add thanks to a condition called dyscalculia. Dyscalculia, is that it, how it's pronounced? It's also known as math dyslexia. He says counting bars is like climbing Everest. Where is U2 from? Which country?
Ireland.
Ed Sheeran shared a funny memory on TikTok of taking a 10-day cruise with Benny Blanco and Benny holding him when they watched the Titanic together. Benny Blanco just got engaged to who?
Ooh, I don't know that.
Question number 3. Owen Wilson joined Travis Scott on stage at Rolling Loud Miami on Saturday night. Owen is starring in an upcoming movie about an overprotective dad who takes his 13-year-old son to the festival. Name the 2001 Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller movie where this line comes from.
So I'm rappelling down Mount Vesuvius when suddenly I slip and I start to fall. Just falling. I'll never forget the terror. And suddenly I remember, haven't you been smoking peyote for 6 straight days? And couldn't some of this maybe be in your mind? And it was. I've never even been to Mount Vesuvius.
Name the movie.
Oh, I don't know. Meet the Fockers?
Question number 4. 2 years ago today, Avatar: The Way of Water was released. The Avatar movies are first and third in the highest grossing films of all time category. Which movie is sandwiched between them at number 2?
Number 2 of all time?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Question number 5. Quentin Tarantino called the show Yellowstone a soap opera during a recent podcast, saying it won't have the lasting impact of great movies. Fans of the show were not happy and criticized him for being dismissive. Who is the creator of Yellowstone?
I don't know. Kevin Costner?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Ooh, first day.
There's Aiden. Yes, to welcome us back. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Sue from Plymouth, who beat you before 5-4, had a little bit of a rough go of it this morning, getting 1 out of 5.
That's okay.
Sue! Ooh, that harmony. That's
bop, bop.
Hear that? Love's an open door, now this.
I know, we're just in sync.
Where's our album, Dan? Where's our album?
If we keep losing to Kennedy every year, we'll have enough for an album soon.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
U2 drummer Larry Mullen Jr. can't count or add. He has a condition called dyscalculia, which is also known as math dyslexia. I'm probably mispronouncing the word. He says counting bars is like climbing Everest.
I can't imagine.
Where is U2 from? Which country?
Ireland.
They are from Ireland, tied at 1. Question number 2. Ed Sheeran shared a funny memory on TikTok of taking a 10-day cruise with Benny Blanco and Benny holding him when they watched the Titanic together. Benny just got engaged to who?
Selena Gomez.
Yes, Selena Gomez. 2-1. Owen Wilson joined Travis Scott on stage at Rolling Loud Miami on Saturday night. Owen is starring in an upcoming movie about an overprotective dad who takes his 13-year-old son to the festival. So that's why he was up on stage with him. He was filming for the movie.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Video's pretty cool if you get a chance to check it out. Can you name the 2001 Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller movie where this line is from?
So I'm rappelling down Mount Vesuvius when suddenly I slip and I start to fall. Just falling. Ah! Ah! I'll never forget the terror. When suddenly I remember, haven't you been smoking peyote for 6 straight days? And couldn't some of this maybe be in your mind? And it was. I've never even been to Mount Vesuvius.
Zoolander.
Yes. 3-1, question number 4. 2 years ago today, Avatar, The Way of Water was released, and the world has never been the same, Canada. The Avatar movies are first and third as far as the highest grossing films of all time. Which movie is sandwiched between them at number 2?
Barbie?
Marvel, Avengers Endgame. Oh. 3-1, question number 5. Quentin Tarantino called the show Yellowstone a soap opera during a recent podcast, saying it won't have the lasting impact of great movies. Fans of the show were not happy and criticized him for being dismissive. Who is the creator of Yellowstone?
Tyler Sheridan.
It is a fantastic soap opera. I am hooked.
Filmmakers are the snobbiest people. Everything that they don't make is trash.
Especially if they call them films, movies. Films.
Yes.
A picture.
I mean, the guy's only in his lifetime probably going to make 7 or 8 movies, right? Mm-hmm. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy, redemption is yours.
Woohoo!
Sue, you don't get the win. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, this is Sue from Plymouth, and I can't beat you again.
Teddy Swims headlining Deck the Hall Ball with The Fray and Mark Amber. We performed as well. We ended up at 10,330 toys for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. There was a very cool moment that is going viral today. Teddy Swims jumping up on stage to perform with The Fray. So apparently at a show a couple of nights ago, they were playing together, and Teddy Swims, diehard The Fray fan, and sat side stage watching their entire set. And they're like, hey, we're going to be doing this show in Boston. Why don't you just come up on stage and perform with us?
And there were nerves between the two because The Fray was like, you know, they haven't been around in a second and a half. You know, this is sort of a revitalization for them. And they were like, we can't ask. Do we ask?
Yeah, right.
They were so cute.
And this is Teddy Swims backstage just minutes after he performed with The Fray. We are backstage right now, Deck the Hall Ball. Teddy Swims.
Hey, bud. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for coming in and doing this show for us. But thank you for that moment that we just had
on stage. Thank The Fray, man. They're my favorite band ever, man. I'm so excited I got to sing over my head with them. And I got to, you know, I got to see them a couple nights ago, too.
Right.
I think we were in Baltimore, And I didn't expect them to be like, yeah, get on here and sing it with us. So I was like, are you kidding me, man?
Look at your face.
I love that band.
You are riding a high right now.
I love that band. I know. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, but they're still playing, you know? I'm still here to the door. No, it's okay.
We never get to see a show, ever.
I know. Not ever. The whole new album's incredible, too. Not to talk all about them. They're the best, dude. They're the best.
It's fantastic. So let me ask you, obviously, we're doing a holiday show. You're out on the road. How is that for you over the holidays?
We end the year, you know, on the 20th in Atlanta, and I do a Christmas show every year then, and so I get to see the family then, but we're just burning this last week up.
I know. You really, like, you got to lean into it. Thanksgiving hits, and then like there's 3-4 weeks to Christmas.
Now the holiday music has come and finally kicked us off the top 10. So we gotta keep cooking though. You know what I mean? We gotta keep cooking so that way when that stops, we can bounce back up. Hopefully, I'm trying to beat Blinding Lights for the longest top running 10. You know, so we still got to think another 12 weeks though. As long as we don't fall under 25, I think they said we're still good.
It's been quite a year for you.
It has.
I mean, we kind of
put the gas down.
You sure did.
How are you doing? How are you handling?
I'm really taking time for you.
How are we doing?
Man. Well, not so much, but I'm about to be able to. But I'm having a blast. You know, I'm doing the best job with my best friends, and I get to just travel the world and see beautiful sights and people. And I know it couldn't be a better job in the world. So I'm grateful. It's been a whirlwind. Like, I feel like this year has been sort of passed by in a week, but also took 15 years at the same time. You know, I feel like I've really aged this year.
You
know what I mean? I've got grays all right here.
You're looking younger.
Okay, so you're doing a Bad Dreams Challenge on the TikTok. So I did one.
Okay.
I don't have a video because I'm old, but would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I would.
What is the Bad Dreams Challenge?
He gives us a verse, we make up another one. Come in here to headline or take the hobo. This year has been a rocket ship for you.
Singing songs that keep us from feeling blue. He nailed it, though. It made it so, made it like into the interview, into the call ball scene.
That was good.
I'm always thinking,
that was
baby.
Crazy thoughtful. That's just incredible, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty
I'm really surprised. I'm blown away, really. I was not expecting to be decked the hall of ball.
We performed right before you did, so I was feeling it, and so here we are.
All right.
What a riot. What penmanship, though. You know?
She's a songwriter, too. She does it all.
Parodies, really.
Okay, before we finish up, just real quick.
Okay.
Let's go back to when you were a kid for the holidays and Christmas. What's like a memory that stands out for you?
There was a year that we got the Sega Dreamcast. I think that was like the first like thing that I really, really fell in love with. Or my first CDs. I remember, you remember when like you could tell it's a CD, you know? I think I was 11 and you just know it's wrapped like
whole thing that they wrapped it in so nobody would steal it.
Yeah, but you know it's a CD, you know? And I remember opening it up, and I had two different CDs. There was Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park. And No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls by Simple Plan. And I wore those records man. I wore those records.
Emo Teddy Swims?
Yeah, man. And
Let's go.
That's when I was kind of finally getting into music, you know? Right. And me and Jesse, who still plays with me in my band, we'd always go and like find bands on MySpace and share them with each other. You know, those days.
You and Tom.
I think my first CDs I got were like the biggest. I think I got like a 3-pack of like of Switchfoot too. It was like Legend of Chin and their other two records. Good. I can't remember the names of them, but
it's great.
Yeah,
Switchfoot was the one I interviewed, and they wouldn't let me bring beer in. Right,
that is correct. Yeah.
John Foreman's one of the greatest songwriters
man.
He really
show too.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming and doing this show for us and taking a moment to go out and play with the fray. That was just spectacular.
Do
you have a gift?
I do. My girlfriend Mel, who made this jacket. I don't know if you saw the back.
Teddy the Frey, K and Mark. That's cool.
Yep.
But we know that your girlfriend is from Pittsfield.
Yeah, she sure is.
Massachusetts. So my friend Mel made her.
Oh, she's going to be so pumped.
Oh, no way. You got it? Here, I'll take this.
Oh, no way. She's going to be so pumped.
That looks amazing.
Is she out there or is she watching the fray right now? Yeah, she just flew in today, too. So.
Is she out there?
I want y'all to give it to her, though.
Okay.
We can do that.
Sure,
we can do that.
I'll just bring it back. Like, they got this for you. It just doesn't mean anything. Nothing really means anything coming from me anymore. Here.
Teddy. There's Emo Teddy again.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing
this. Stuff all the time, you know? She'll feel like really thoughtful about that, you know?
I give this to somebody. Thanks,
that's so sweet of you guys to do that.
He's just the nicest guy, isn't he, Kennedy?
He just is lovely, and his girlfriend is so sweet. She put on that shirt. And she worked for the entire rest of the show.
She did. I saw somebody post, and it was her watching him.
And like, so she posted it, and then I sent it to my friend Mel, who made the shirt, and she was like, "Are you joking?" And she sent me the mind-exploding emoji, and my eyes are
super
so bad,
cool.
I couldn't tell what that meant. I thought she was mad.
Oh, no, that's good. That's mind-blowing.
All I saw was red.
Oh, no, it's mind-blowing. That's a positive thing.
I know. I just couldn't see it.
It might be time to increase that font size in 2025.
I can't make it any bigger.
You have to carry around an iPad.
I do.
That's what we've taken away from Deck the Hall Ball. Kennedy can't see. Boys, have we collected? I don't know the number. I'm sure Kennedy does.
No, I don't.
Actually, on Friday, we were short. So for 12 years now, we have been collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. And you guys have donated... before this year, over 120,000 toys, over $1 million worth of toys that you have donated from the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. How about a big round of applause for our Marines? Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah, turn it around.
Turn it around. Let's see the number. $10,330. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you all so much.
If it's not for you and your generosity, we're not here giving these toys away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
And you can still donate some money if you go to mix1041.com/toys. And as I said there when we were at Aganis Arena on Saturday night for Deck the Hall Ball, thank you.
Yes. We can't do it without you. I mean, honestly, if you don't buy tickets and come, we have no concert. Mm. If you don't buy toys and come, we have no toy drive. We're lost without you, really. You keep us standing up straight. Thank you.
So Kennedy and I performed. We came back again this year. Last year we did two songs. This year we have upped it to three songs. There was a sound check, which was fun. It's always a little stressful because what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you guys had artist badges this year.
We did.
You and the Fray were walking around with the same credentials.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It is weird. And they're all so professional, all the team behind the scenes of this tour. And, you know, we're up there, the three of us, amateurs, just trying to be, as I don't know how to explain it, but just trying to stay out of the way.
That's
And they're like, nope, get up to the front of the stage, test your mic, test your equipment. And we're just like, no, we're good. We're good right here. You know, just whatever you think it's set to is fine. Yeah, that setting, it's great. Sure, that light, that's great. Whatever it is. So
I'm
here
just
is.
To be here.
Yeah, exactly. And so a surprise with a performance as we did Purple Rain.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain. Purple rain.
And at this moment, I didn't realize it when it happened until I saw a picture afterwards. They showered the entire place in purple, which was kind of cool.
It was a moment.
It was kind of cool. How were you feeling during this performance, Kennedy?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I blacked out.
I was going to say, do you remember any of it?
Kind of yes, kind of no. It was wild. It was just, I felt, I don't know how to explain. It was lovely. People were, had their, I don't hate talking over myself.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
I couldn't focus. I've never heard it. I haven't heard it back yet. This is the first time I was hearing it. It was hard to, like, people had up their lights and they, you know, were singing along. It was just really cool. And I didn't tell Mr. X I was singing it. And it's, you know, we're both Prince people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw him later, he was sobbing.
Oh.
So it was a moment.
And then, Dan, I have some audio here of somebody that you met at the show named Aaron.
Yes, this is just a listener I met who stopped me in the concourse and wanted to talk about Deck the Hall Ball.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Aaron, where are you from?
I live in Ware, New Hampshire.
You came all the way down from Ware for Deck the Hall Ball?
Absolutely.
How long was the drive?
A couple hours.
Oh.
Couple hours. Who'd you brave a couple hour drive to see tonight?
The Fray. Love the Fray. So good.
They just finished. Was it everything you hoped it would be?
It was. Beautiful experience. I loved it. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you describe the energy of Deck the Hall Ball tonight?
So I am pumped up. So I feel like it's some chill vibes all around, but...
Well, not a lot of people mosh to the Fray usually.
Yeah, but I'm pumped, so.
So this is your first Deck the Hall Ball?
The first one, yes.
What would you say to people that have never been?
Please come. It's so much fun.
So did you see Carson and Kennedy's performance?
I loved it. And I'm very sad I didn't see your performance the other night. I heard the audio. That's my favorite version of Love is an Open Door. So I had to tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming.
I love you guys. And I'm so happy to be here. And I'm definitely coming again next year.
I love that. Good stuff. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brianna from Roslindale.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Brianna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Of course. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy's now gone into that other studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Okay, Brianna?
Yep, sounds good.
Is it Brianna or Brianna? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay. Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter says meeting Paul McCartney was a beautiful experience. Which band is Paul McCartney known for?
The Beatles.
No one ever says Wings.
There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Which company created the Barbie doll?
Mattel.
BuzzFeed released a list of the biggest pop culture moments from 10 years ago. It includes Uptown Funk being the biggest song of the year. Name the two men who put together Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars. I don't know what the other one is.
Question number four. 30 years ago today in 1994, this classic comedy was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
And question number five. Kristen Chenoweth is defending Wicked against protests from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. Which song is sung at the end of the movie right before the credits roll?
Of the movie. Defying Gravity.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
All right. We can now breathe, Brianna.
Yeah.
It's 4 out of 5, right, Dan?
Yeah, 4 out of 5, correct.
Nice job, Brianna.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
These are pretty difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter says meeting Paul McCartney was a beautiful experience. Which band is Paul McCartney known for?
The Beatles.
Tied at 1. There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Which company created the Barbie doll?
Mattel.
Tied at 2. BuzzFeed released a list of the biggest pop culture moments from 10 years ago, and it includes Uptown Funk being the biggest song of the year. Name the two men who did Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson.
3-2. Question number 4. 30 years ago today in 1994, this classic comedy was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
4-3. Question number 5. Kristen Chenoweth is defending Wicked against protests from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. Which song is sung at the end of the movie right before the credits roll?
The movie, you say?
I say.
Defying Gravity.
Have you seen the movie? Good guess.
Well, it's the end of Act 1, so that's my thought.
It checks out.
So you're saying there's a sequel.
100%, but you have to wait for a calendar 17 year.
Years.
Hey, at least they're coming out in like a year on the dot and not 3 years.
Mm. All right, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brianna, you don't get the cash. But listen to this. You have won yourself a pair of tickets to Bubbly Beginnings New Year's Eve party at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And you are entered for the grand prize of tickets, an overnight stay at Foxwoods Resort Casino, and $100 towards food and beverages. For tickets, visit foxwoods.com. But you are going absolutely free. You now have plans for New Year's Eve.
Awesome.
I know. That'd be a good time. That is a great place to spend the night. You know what I mean? Yeah. For New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
There's a new Hell's Kitchen that just opened up down in Foxwoods that I'm watching on the series Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm dying to get down there and check it out.
Good stuff. All right, Brianna, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Brianna from Roslindale, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brianna from Roslindale.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Brianna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Of course. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy's now gone into that other studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Okay, Brianna?
Yep, sounds good.
Is it Brianna or Brianna? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay. Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter says meeting Paul McCartney was a beautiful experience. Which band is Paul McCartney known for?
The Beatles.
No one ever says Wings.
There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Which company created the Barbie doll?
Mattel.
BuzzFeed released a list of the biggest pop culture moments from 10 years ago. It includes Uptown Funk being the biggest song of the year. Name the two men who put together Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars. I don't know what the other one is.
Question number four. 30 years ago today in 1994, this classic comedy was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
And question number five. Kristen Chenoweth is defending Wicked against protests from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. Which song is sung at the end of the movie right before the credits roll?
Of the movie. Defying Gravity.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
All right. We can now breathe, Brianna.
Yeah.
It's 4 out of 5, right, Dan?
Yep, 4 out of 5, correct.
Nice job, Brianna.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
These are pretty difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter says meeting Paul McCartney was a beautiful experience. Which band is Paul McCartney known for?
The Beatles.
Tied at 1. There might be a Barbie sequel in the early stages of development. Which company created the Barbie doll?
Mattel.
Tied at 2. BuzzFeed released a list of the biggest pop culture moments from 10 years ago, and it includes Uptown Funk being the biggest song of the year. Name the two men who did Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson.
3-2. Question number 4. 30 years ago today in 1994, this classic comedy was released. Take a listen and then name the movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
4-3. Question number 5. Kristen Chenoweth is defending Wicked against protests from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. Which song is sung at the end of the movie right before the credits roll?
The movie, you say?
I say.
Defying Gravity.
Have you seen the movie? Good guess.
Well, it's the end of Act 1, so that's my thought.
That checks out.
So you're saying there's a sequel.
100%, but you have to wait for a calendar
17
year.
Years.
Hey, at least they're coming out in like a year on the dot and not 3 years.
Mm. All right, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brianna, you don't get the cash. But listen to this. You have won yourself a pair of tickets to Bubbly Beginnings New Year's Eve party at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And you are entered for the grand prize of tickets, an overnight stay at Foxwoods Resort Casino, and $100 towards food and beverages. For tickets, visit foxwoods.com. But you are going absolutely free. You now have plans for New Year's Eve.
Awesome.
I know. That'd be a good time. That is a great place to spend the night. You know what I mean? Yeah. For New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
There's a new Hell's Kitchen that just opened up down in Foxwoods that I'm watching on the series Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm dying to get down there and check
good,
it out.
Good stuff. All right, Brianna, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Brianna from Roslindale, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a map?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.